This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's hour two with the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a good day. Yes, I'm looking at you. And I thank you for listening to the broadcast here. Home of the Cowboys. Home of the World Series champion Texas Rangers. We're now just a couple of weeks and a couple of days away from opening day right here on The Fan. It'll be an enchanted Thursday afternoon with the first pitch at 6:30. Cubbies will be in town. We'll be at the stadium partying with you in our Whataburger gear. Salute to Whataburger for sponsoring opening day here in the G-Bag Nation. A lot of football stuff going to be developing over the next couple of weeks. Probably by the time we get to phase three or four, Cowboys might make a couple of signings. Here's Wolchuk with what everybody else is doing on this very busy Monday.
It is a busy Monday, especially for some former Cowboys now, as we've got a couple that have found homes in Washington with our guy Dorrance Armstrong and Tyler Biotish. Congratulations to them. They've got themselves some fresh money, reuniting with Dan Quinn and the Commandos. And then Tony Pollard, right as the tampering period opened, Tony Pollard goes to the Tennessee Titans, baby, getting $8 million a year. So congratulations to Tony Pollard, to Dorrance Armstrong, and Tyler Biotish. We thank you for your service. And they got big money to go play elsewhere. And I'm assuming the Commandos will be talking to other former Cowboys, like Jordan Lewis is being linked to them right now. Maybe they're interested in him. I think Dante Fowler is another one that makes a lot of sense. So probably not done there in Washington as Dan Quinn tries to take all the Cowboy castoffs.
I'll ask this question to everybody but Eric. He's surprised that Pollard got $8 million.
A little bit. Yeah, I mean, I felt like $8 million was kind of the high, but I thought coming off of the injury, a little bit of the explosiveness, not quite there last year, did to me look like he was running better down the stretch. I thought maybe six for Tony, but good for him, man. Go get your bag from Tennessee.
I think that was about $4 million more than I thought he was going to get.
Yeah. I was definitely surprised how quickly he signed.
Thought he'd be about $4 million a year kind of deal.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, after the last year's market for running backs being completely dried up, but it seems like there was the effect of last year you had the draft, which was historically dominant at the running back position in a lot of ways, and teams were willing to be like, hey, we don't need to spend money because we can draft a running back, and then I guess what? Not quite the same this year with the draft. Like, there's obviously some good running backs, but not near as many.
Not the elite type of back.
Yeah, two first-round guys. There's a couple of second-round guys. And one of the really second-round guys is Brooks, Texas, hurt. But people are telling me that maybe that he's coming around sooner than later.
That's good.
So that was a positive thing I was hearing coming out of the combine.
We do have a couple of Giants that are leaving New York as well. So the Eagles gave Saquon Barkley big money. We talked about that in the open, so he's going to be an Eagle from the Giants. Also, their free agent safety, Xavier McKinney, out of Alabama, he's now signing, we thought, maybe with
Green
Philly.
Green Bay.
Yeah. 4 years, $68 million deal, $17 million per year with the Packers. David Mulligetta, his agent, also the agent of Micah Parsons, doing a good job of getting some money for his guy. Now, the Packers also signed Josh Jacobs earlier today, and they released Aaron Jones, and a team is already emerging as maybe being interested in Aaron Jones. That would be the Baltimore Ravens. So the Ravens certainly want to add a running back. I mean, they've been kind of linked to Derrick Henry, possibly. Some people thought maybe they'd try and go after Barkley or Jacobs, but Aaron Jones, who was a three-time 1,000-yard rusher, UTEP, has an opportunity. Maybe go with the Ravens. Could be a good fit.
Could be a good fit for sure. And Russini is reporting that Aaron Jones has a few suitors and things could be happening quickly. So maybe it is with Baltimore or who knows who. But that was not a name I think anybody expected to be available today.
Not at all. And certainly he's a Cowboy killer, but I don't know if the Cowboys are aware that he's even out there yet and available. Who knows?
Ahoy!
Jeffrey Okuda, South Grand Prairie's own former top pick of the Detroit Lions. They traded him to Atlanta, where he had a pretty good year. He is going to the Houston Texans. One-year deal worth up to $6 million in max value, so that's with incentive. But this seems like the type of deal. Hometown kid. You don't know if you're going to have Stephon Gilmore back. Could you have gotten in on Jeffrey Okuda? I would have liked you to, but no, sir.
Or Jordan Lewis?
Over Okuda?
I'm just asking, which one would have better helped you?
Oh, I'd have taken Okuda all day.
Okay.
Bye-bye Jordan Lewis.
Okay.
But I've always been kind of felt that way. I think Jordan Lewis gritty as hell, coming back from that injury.
Jeff Okuda might be a guy I was way wrong about.
Well, he certainly hasn't lived up to expectations, but injuries have been a big part of that.
His health has been a problem, but I thought he was going to be
really good.
Yeah, like a gold jacket guy kind of one day.
Yeah. Bears brought in DeAndre Swift, three-year, $24 million deal. He gets a $4 million signing bonus. $14 million is fully guaranteed. $8.5 million over the first year, $16.5 million over two. Third year is basically a team option. So this essentially is like a two-year deal for DeAndre Swift there in Chicago.
That was funny to me, dude. That's basically how the proceedings started today, right?
Yeah.
It was the Bears with the first big splash.
Bears got a lot of cash.
They got a lot of cash, and that was not the position they needed. The Chicago Bears, they have Roschon Johnson and our friend of the show, thanks to the Super Bowl, Khalil Herbert.
Which, to me, I think is good enough.
Yes.
I don't think you really need to add.
You're paying like $2 million for the position. Now you're going to go spend much more than that on DeAndre Swift, who had a really good offensive line in Philadelphia last year. Let's not forget that, and was like negative 0.03 yards per carryover expectation kind of guy. I don't know what it is. The Bears just continue to do goofy things,
Bears,
man.
Bears things. Bears going to bear, right? Bears also, apparently, they were thinking about moving out of their location in Chicago, move somewhere else and build a new stadium. They're not going to do that. They're essentially just going to build a new stadium right by Soldier Field. It's just south of where Soldier Field is. So good for them. I think this one is going to have a retractable roof. So they'll have the opportunity to have kind of the dome structure, maybe get themselves a Super Bowl there in Chicago with the Bears. So that'll be kind of cool. The
one less grass field, maybe now.
Maybe. Yeah. I bet they could go to turf. We're trying to unite everybody at the same turf. I don't know. We'll see if that'll work for the Bears. Bengals, T. Higgins requested a trade. I don't know how much interest Cincinnati has in trading him, but there's been some people saying they could possibly net a first or a high second round pick for T. Higgins if indeed they do part with him. I don't know if they will. Russell Wilson gets that one-year deal that happened yesterday with the Steelers. And that's basically a veteran minimum deal. So good move for Pittsburgh. The Giants were hoping to get to.
Don't you think with Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh that he could have a last run? I mean, they almost had Pickett attempting half as many passes as the league average.
It's an upgrade.
In a lot of weeks.
It is.
So, you know, I think if you're going to put Russell Wilson back in that same situation, like, look, we're going to tell the other team we're running a lot. And when you drop back to pass, you should have a numbers advantage. I think Russell Wilson can absolutely thrive in that situation. Last year, 26-8, touchdowns to interceptions.
Sure.
If you're, I think the Steelers are a dark horse in the AFC after your top contenders.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they've upgraded there from Kenny Pickett to Russell Wilson. I don't think that Russell Wilson will ever again be the elite type of quarterback, but that's a team under Mike Tomlin. They've played with much worse of the position, and they're winning 9-10 games. Mm-hmm. You had Russell Wilson, who I think is at least a comparable NFL starter now, you know, average, maybe slightly above average. They play good defense. They run the football. He likes to push the ball down the field. That's what Kenny Pickett was not doing. He's definitely a better fit, in my opinion. And the Giants wanted him, and the Steelers were so aggressive, the Giants didn't get a chance to get him.
$1.2 million is what the Steelers will be paying Russell Wilson. $38 million is what the Broncos will be paying.
It's amazing.
That's pretty good. I do think the deep ball, you know, down the sideline, Russell Wilson to George Pickens.
Could be good.
And that's a dude that's, that catches everything.
Yep.
But there's a couple of things. Arthur Smith is now the new play caller there, and he likes his quarterbacks throwing over the middle of the field a ton. And I'm seeing that Russell Wilson was anti-throwing over the middle of the field over the last couple of years. So that'll be a little bit of an adjustment. But he's 100% an upgrade over old Kenny Pickett.
No doubt. And it's funny because they tried to act like they were still so sold on Kenny Pickett. What'd they do? Free agency.
Gosh,
opens.
Dude, I got fooled by that
a
little bit.
Can you help
us? Fooled. I was like, wow, they're really going in on Kenny Pickett.
That
here.
Ended up being a ball sack. Right
yeah,
there.
It was.
That was not a football.
I mean, Wilson for two, Cousins for like, what, 40? And then you have Baker Mayfield at 30. There's three situations that have developed already that if I'm the Cowboys and I heard about those, I'd be like, okay, trade Dak and then we'll sign one of these guys.
Yeah, 3 for $100, $50 million guaranteed is the Baker deal.
I really agree with what Mike Bacsik was saying, and he has, you know, look, just at the last 20 years, there's only one guy that matches Dak's description that actually won the Super Bowl. It's guys on a rookie deal or Hall of Famers, and we've talked about it quite often, you know. But now the market is actually correcting to where these guys are going to get maybe what they're worth instead of what the market dictates or demands. And if you're not a Hall of Fame quarterback, I want to pay you half of what they're making, which is still an ass ton of money. $30 million, $35 million, and you give your team an extra $25 or $30 million to play with. I'm hoping the Cowboys are paying attention to how soft the market is becoming. And these non-all-pro quarterbacks are now going for very fair numbers when it comes to what you provide in terms of winning and losing your biggest games.
Kirk Cousins, man. Yeah. My gosh, he continues to just win these negotiations, though. $90 million is fully guaranteed at signing. He's got a $10 million injury guarantee.
Who is his agent, I wonder?
2026 becomes fully guaranteed next month. So it's a real $100 million he gets fully
guaranteed. It's the Mike McCartney guy or whatever.
It is. It's Mike McCartney.
That everybody thinks is Mike McCarthy, and they tweet at him every football Sunday, berating him for his inevitable poor decisions that he made.
Every time he's a free agent, that dude is just crushing with the guaranteed money.
Guaranteed money on this guy.
He really is.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Hall of Fame bag getter. I think it's like well over $300 million that he's been guaranteed in his career for Kirk Cousins.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, guaranteed.
It's awesome. John Runyon Jr. is signing with the Giants. He's leaving the Packers. 3 years, $30 million, according to Adam Schefter. So he gets essentially the same deal Biotish got.
Is there any team that chases offensive linemen more than the Giants?
I would say no.
Then they just draft capital, they spend money, and they've yet to get that thing
right.
They
just swing and miss.
Swing and miss.
Swing and a miss. Dolphins linebacker Andrew Van Ginkle agreed on a 2-year deal with the Vikings for $20 million, including $14 million guaranteed.
Reuniting with his guy Brian Flores.
Yes, he is leaving, he is reuniting, and it feels oh so darn good. Bryce Huff, who led the NFL in pressure rate last season with the Jets, is the newest member of the Philadelphia Eagles. He got himself a $51 million deal. It's amazing that the Eagles signed their quarterback, they're paying him, yet they're out here making some money moves and trying to improve their football team. What a foreign subject. Rams have agreed to terms with guard Jonah Jackson on a 3-year, $51 million deal, $34 million guaranteed. So that takes a hit from the Lions offensive line.
I kind of felt like he was the worst one of the five.
Maybe they agreed, and that's why they said, you know what, you can go get overpaid somewhere else. But Rams in desperate need of line help.
No, they do. And late in the year, I was, and not the Rams are the first round pick, by the way, this year.
Yeah.
I kind of felt like watching the Lions late in the year when the Cowboys were playing him, that he was the one guy that was a little bit of a liability. So maybe the Lions were okay with that.
Mitch Morse, we talked about him getting cut last week by the Bills.
I think that's a great move for
Quickly
them.
Signed with Jacksonville. Yeah. Two-year, $10.5 million deal. That's about half of what Biotis got, and I think Morse is probably a better player.
I would take Morse every single day.
Get Mac Jones some protection.
Yeah, yeah, Mac Jones and Trevor Lawrence, that quarterback controversy. Now, if you missed it, yes, Mac Jones traded for a sixth-round pick.
Dude, when we get to camp battle season, Lawrence versus Mac is going to be awesome.
That's going to be fun. You also had Jerry Jeudy traded to the Browns from the Broncos over the weekend as well, and Deontay Johnson on the trade block.
Did you see that the Jeudy trade that Stink, you know, came out and said, Mark Schlereth came out and said, good riddance.
Crap in his helmet?
Yeah, good riddance. Like, you're a bum.
He doesn't seem very well.
Schlereth is Bible to me, bro. If he says it, it goes.
He goes, good riddance, you bum, basically. I probably shouldn't say bum, but
you
that's
bum.
No, I bet Stink said.
That's kind of what he was saying.
Fletcher Cox has retired after a 12-year career. Goodbye. I gave everything I had. Said Fletcher Cox to Philly. So Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox, two Eagles that I did admire from afar as football players and people, but hated the team that they played for. Now no more. Don't have to worry about them twice a year. Brandon Graham, though, is going back. One last ride with the Eagles in his 13th NFL season. So now I think the only two players still there from their Super Bowl team are Lane Johnson and Brandon Graham.
Well, and there's still the Nick Foles statue.
Yeah.
Well, that hangs around
forever. Forever that'll be there. Yeah, we'll have that.
Legends.
Dude, so Jason Kelce really said what I thought he said?
Yeah.
That was true. During his, like, hour-long retirement press conference?
Apparently he asked Foles for permission. Like, he talked to him and his wife and was like, hey, do you mind if I drop this? And they're like, hell yeah, you can drop it. It makes me look great.
That's epic, dude. Elliot Shore Parks. I mean, just not doing his job. We got to wait for Jason Kelce to confirm it years and years later during his way-too-long retirement speech.
It's unreal. Niners apparently very interested in Danielle Hunter. In fact, they could have signed him. I just haven't gotten that thing confirmed yet from enough sources to actually say that that's official.
But you've been working your phones. I respect the way you've been handling this trade. You've been still involved in the show. You know, you're still giving us your best.
Yeah.
But then you're wheeling and dealing. You're working the phones like Schefter over
there. I'm trying to make sure that everything, because today is like a big time ball sack day. Everyone wants to just try and put stuff out there. You need a double, triple check.
Good call. We meant to start the show with a PSA today.
Yeah. Just
like, be on your P's and Q's, man.
You got to make sure you can confirm some of these signings, and I've seen Danielle Hunter being linked to San Francisco. I just have not had it confirmed.
Okay, I do have a couple of confirmations for you. The Packers, they are going to be signing Giants safety Xavier McKinney.
Okay, we mentioned that.
He's getting some bag, though, of $68 million.
Okay, so we got the numbers now. 68.
4 years, $68
million. It was $17 million, right?
Jeez, dude. Yeah. That's pretty good cash right there.
I think you opened the show.
Did he open the show with it?
15 minutes ago now.
It's all right, dude. News travels.
It's all good. It's all good.
And then how about this one? Did you have this one? The Giants and Devin Singletary.
Oh, no. This is new. So Devin Singletary off the board. Did he get more money than we thought? I felt like he might. He played his way to a solid bag.
Yeah, I don't see money yet, but I do see that apparently with the Giants. So
they're replacing Bart. They upgraded the position.
Yeah, they're doing it. They're doing it right. I do wonder what he gets here. I don't see any numbers yet for Singletary.
He's 5 per year.
He was my one seed for if you could get a veteran running back on the cheap for the Cowboys.
Over to Zach Moss with me. I'll hop on that Moss train. Well, hey, we're in on Deontay Foreman too, Dawson. I'm in on that. I think both those guys that we've put out there could be good moves. How about Eric Armstead going to be released by the Niners? Mm-hmm. Now that's obviously too much money. But if you were the Dallas Cowboys, wouldn't that be fun? Let's go ahead and let's get ourselves some Eric Armstead. I saw our buddy Brandon Laurie put out there, like, could that be a Charles Haley-like addition?
Yeah,
I think it'd be fun. I think anybody with a brain cell would say, yeah, let's try and do that. Let's make our defensive line competent again. But the Cowboys aren't going to do it because it's way too much money. But that's interesting, and I guess they're turning their sights on other defensive linemen. You also have Keenan Allen, Mike Williams. They're on the trade block. So is Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack, according to The Athletic.
Yeah.
As the Chargers are looking to try and
get rid of...
I think
that's the highest payroll of receivers is what we got going to the Chargers.
Oh, 16.5 for Singletary can get up to $19.5 million. It's a solid deal for Devin Singletary. And congratulations to Chris Jones. Over the weekend, he got a record 5-year deal, $160 million, $95 million guaranteed. That helped open the door for Christian Wilkins to get himself a big bag from the Raiders, $110 million. Now you got Wilkins and Max Crosby on the same defensive line, and you need it when you're in that division taking on some of those quarterbacks. So this news is fast and furious. We got new things happening every minute. We'll be diving in during this legal tampering period throughout the day. There's currently your news.
Did you get it all in?
Also, just want to make sure we get this in here. Xavier McKinney, Giants safety, now a Packer.
Holy crap, he's a Packer?
Pretty big money as well.
Do I have the numbers on that yet?
4 years, I believe.
17?
17 per.
Damn it, I thought he was going to go to 20. I'm ticked.
PFF's number one graded coverage safety as a free safety over the last couple of years, Xavier McKinney, was not expecting to see that.
I didn't think that was true.
You take them with a grain of salt, though.
Well, congratulations to all involved, and thank you, Woolchuck, for the report. Now, coming up at 3:40, Chief's going to give you the best of the weekend. We do have some baseball stuff next, but you know, something just occurred to me. I believe we are now hoping that the Cowboys do absolutely nothing over the next 6 weeks. I'll explain that next in the G-Bag Nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.